This is North Shore Today for Thursday, January 11, 2018. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, the state's Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission has called on the licensing board in Salem to reconsider its 30-day suspension of Tavern in the Square's liquor license, a punishment connected to an underaged patron who pleaded guilty to biting and disfiguring a police officer responding to a call at the restaurant. In a decision dated December 19, the ABCC said a 7-day suspension, 3 days for selling alcohol to a minor, and 4 days for serving an intoxicated patron would be more appropriate. The commission is quoted as saying the penalty of 15 days for each of the two violations is too severe. Back in August 2016, a 19-year-old woman of Marblehead was arrested outside the restaurant and charged with aggravated assault and battery, mayhem, assault and battery causing serious bodily injury, and resisting arrest. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca. Also in today's news, we have two development stories, one from Saugus and one from Lynn. Bill Newell has the details.
Rick, our first story comes from Saugus and from Bridget Turcotte of the Daily Item of Lynn. The Director of Planning and Development Department, a position created less than a year and a half ago, is among the handful of vacancies in major positions that the town is looking to fill. Quote, what we would hope for is to fill the position with someone that has the passion and enthusiasm to take on projects and advise and assist the community in transitioning with a lot of new development that is happening on Route 1, said Town Manager Scott Crabtree. A job posting on the town's website describes the job as the point of contact and manager for all short-term, intermediate, and longer-range master planning. Qualifications include a minimum of 5 years of planning and community development. In another story out of the Item of Lynn, Thomas Grillo writes that it took more than 2 years of negotiations, but the Lynn Housing Authority and the neighborhood development, LaHand, has purchased 3 lots from General Electric and plans to turn them into housing. The West Lynn parcels were sold to the nonprofit's development arm, Neighborhood Development Associations, NDA, for $520,000. The land had been used for overflow employee parking at GE's Riverworks. Quote, I'm ecstatic that GE came to the table and is assisting the city in revitalizing the neighborhood, said LaHand Executive Director Charles Gaeta. Quote, we intend to not only build new homes on the land, but we plan to offer loans and grants for exterior improvements to nearby homes. It will be a total revitalization. The authority expects to build as many as 16 houses at a cost of $4 million. The parcels are located on Minot, Richard, and River Streets. More on both of these stories in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. The State House News Service reports that Governor Charlie Baker will speak next week at Salem State University's inauguration of its 14th president, John Keenan. Salem State alums Senator Joan Lovely, Representative Paul Tucker, and Mayor Kim Driscoll will join Baker as speakers at the event. Higher Education Commissioner Carlos Santiago will also participate in the ceremony, according to the school. Keenan, a former state representative who last served as the university's general counsel and vice president for administration, was unanimously approved by the Board of Higher Education in June as the new president of Salem State, replacing the retiring Patricia McGuire Meservey. The ceremony will be held at 2 p.m. on Friday, January 19, in the university's Tuhig Gymnasium. Members of the public are invited to attend but must reserve tickets in advance because of space limitations. More on this story in today's Salem News. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.